Now on the Minuteman Press guest line, how many times have you been? How many times, Tom, have you been introduced as just a good old boy?
Oh, I would think several thousand.
Yeah, I would think so too. Tom Wopat joining us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's kind of pleasant being called a boy when you're 72 years old.
The age, as the age creeps up, so do the definitions. That's what I'm doing. So I'm
cool with that. You know what? let's excuse ourselves and reconvene over at Mickey's Dairy Bar.
I'm up for that. Awesome.
God, best malt in town.
I would go there in a heartbeat, especially with the open phones coming up when we seem to always fall into political discussions. So I'm so glad you're here to not do that.
Oh, God. Really? Just mute the phone.
That's right.
Just mute the phone for the next 4 months.
Just be all about living in the great country of America without all the angst and enjoy life the way we used to in the 70s and the 80s. That's how I always think.
Boy, didn't we, though?
We did.
My God. I remember, you know, like on the campus, I remember in the spring when the parkas came off and you discovered that half of the parkas concealed women, girls. Yeah. I thought, wow, man, good.
Well, we wanted to talk a little bit today just to find out what you've been up to. A lot of people, maybe if they don't listen to country music stations and they don't go to Broadway, they maybe have kind of lost track of what Tom Wopat's doing these days.
I haven't really done much Broadway in the last 10 years.
Well, okay.
I've not, they don't really have roles for guys my age. And if they do, they give them to movie stars. And,
sure.
And for me, I mean, I've been basically focusing on music and then doing personal appearances. I just came from a Mad Monster Con in Phoenix, Arizona, where I was sitting next to John for 3 days. And we had the most fun you can imagine. I mean, John and I, it's like you just flip a switch and we're back into the groove that we had for years and years. And now it's like 45 years.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that it's been that long ago.
This weekend's going to be a real tribute to the show and to Ben Jones and his wife, Alma, who have put together these Cooter's Place franchise. And we're going to be having a big time.
That was the first I'd heard about this. So, and you say it's a franchise. How many Cooter's Places are there that you might know of?
There's three.
Okay.
There's one in Luray, and that's the one we're going to be at this weekend. It's beautiful. It's out by the Shenandoah River. The Luray Caverns are right there. It's right near the Blue Ridge Parkway. And then the other two, one's in Nashville near Opryland, and the other one is in Pigeon Forge.
Oh, okay.
And I make my way to each of them at least two or three times a year. And the fans always come out. It's always a big time. This is going to be an extravaganza. We're going to have music both days. Or like Friday is going to be at the venue, at the Cooter's Place. And we'll be signing autographs and taking pictures. And it should be fun. Saturday and Sunday are going to be at the fairgrounds because we're expecting like 8,000 people per day.
Wow.
And it's going to be, yeah. A big party. Catherine will be there. Rick Hurst, who played Cletus, will be there. Huey Hogg will be there. We'll have a great bunch of people there. And then we'll also have Confederate Railroad playing their stuff and Way Jennings and his band, who's carved out a really fine little career. And I'll be singing with the Cooter's Garage Band. So we're going to have a party.
It sounds fun. And if people are going, well, it's Virginia, Tom. It's a little ways away. Jump in the car get there however you get there. But, we have to back our Wisconsin boys here. And people might not recall, you're from here.
I am. I'm from Lodi.
So Tom knows Wisconsin well.
I still own the family farm up there.
Do you really?
That's
pretty cool.
I'm going to be playing a Christmas show at an old dance hall called Leo and Leona's up by La Crosse. Going to be playing a Christmas show there the 21st of December. So that's another party you got to
go. Oh, man, make plans for that. So when you guys get together here this weekend, you know, what's it like? I mean, do you still reminisce about those days, or do you get tired of that, I guess, would be my biggest question.
I think mostly these days we talk about, you know, what our families are doing. I know Catherine's got two girls that are grown, and they're both in the business. Rick Hurst, his son, is in the business, is a terrifically accomplished actor. You know, we just kind of catch up, and the fans will bring us back to the show always.
Yeah,
and it's fun. I mean, I'm totally down with it. It's just that sometimes they'll ask about a certain episode, and I'm going like, I don't know.
Well,
40-some years ago, you know.
I mean, that show made an indelible impression on that generation, and it's great to know that you're still out there, still entertaining, still having fun with folks. And if folks have the opportunity to get down to Virginia, it's Luray, Virginia, is that right?
Yes, Luray. L-U-R-A-Y.
And you'll be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Cooter's Place down there, but it would be a great time. And we hope to catch you when you get back up here to Wisconsin for that Christmas show.
You bet. We'll try and give you a buzz, let you know about it.
That'd be fantastic, Tom. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Tom Wopat, ladies and gentlemen.